Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe an Innovative Idea You Implemented at Work or School. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics related to personal experiences and achievements. One such topic that frequently appears is describing an innovative idea you implemented at work or school. This article will guide you through answering questions on this topic effectively, providing sample answers and valuable tips to help you score high on your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. Before we delve into specific strategies, let's break down what this topic entails. Innovative refers to something new, original, or advanced. Implemented means you put the idea into action. The context can be either work or school, giving you flexibility in choosing an example. This topic allows you to showcase your creativity, problem-solving skills, and ability to take initiative, all qualities that IELTS examiners look for in high-scoring responses. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner might ask general questions about innovation or your experiences with new ideas. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Do you consider yourself an innovative person? Sample answer, Band 7-8. I'd say I'm fairly innovative. I often find myself thinking outside the box when faced with challenges, whether it's at work or in my personal life. For instance, I recently came up with a new filing system at my office that significantly improved our efficiency. How important is innovation in your field of study or work? Sample answer, Band 8-9. Innovation is absolutely crucial in my field of software development. The tech industry is constantly evolving, and staying ahead of the curve is essential for success. We're always pushing boundaries to create more efficient, user-friendly solutions. Without innovation, we'd quickly become obsolete in this fast-paced industry. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to our topic. Describe an innovative idea you implemented at work or school. You should say what the idea was, how you implemented it, what difficulties you faced, and explain why you consider it innovative. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about an innovative idea I implemented at my university. As a member of the student council, I noticed that many students were struggling to find study partners or groups for their courses. So, I came up with the idea of creating a digital platform specifically for our university where students could connect based on their courses and study preferences. To implement this, I first pitched the idea to the student council and the university administration. Once I got their approval, I worked with a team of student volunteers who had programming skills to develop a simple but effective website. We faced some challenges, particularly in ensuring user privacy and getting initial user adoption. I consider this idea innovative because it addressed a real need in a way that hadn't been done before at our university. It used technology to solve a common problem and helped create a more collaborative learning environment. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to discuss an innovative idea I implemented at my workplace, a medium-sized marketing agency. Recognizing the increasing importance of data-driven decision-making in our field, I proposed and developed a comprehensive data analytics dashboard that integrated data from various marketing channels and client databases. The implementation process was multifaceted and complex. Initially, I conducted extensive research on available technologies and best practices in data visualization. Then, I collaborated closely with our IT department to develop the back-end infrastructure. We also worked with each department to ensure the dashboard met their specific needs and was user-friendly. One of the main difficulties we encountered was data integration from disparate sources. Each client used different platforms, and harmonizing this data proved challenging. We also faced some resistance from team members who were accustomed to traditional reporting methods. I consider this idea innovative for several reasons. Firstly, it revolutionized our decision-making process, allowing us to make real-time, data-driven decisions. Secondly, it significantly enhanced our value proposition to clients by providing them with comprehensive, easy-to-understand insights into their marketing performance. Lastly, it positioned our agency at the forefront of data-driven marketing, giving us a competitive edge in the industry. Follow-up questions. How did your innovative idea impact others? Sample answer. The impact of the data analytics dashboard was far-reaching and transformative. For our team members, it streamlined their workflow and empowered them to make more informed decisions. They could now quickly identify trends and opportunities, leading to more effective strategies. For our clients, it provided unprecedented transparency into their marketing campaigns. They could see real-time results and ROI, which significantly increased their trust in our services. Moreover, it fostered a culture of innovation within our agency, encouraging others to propose and implement new ideas. What qualities do you think are essential for being innovative? Sample answer. I believe several qualities are crucial for innovation. Firstly, curiosity is essential. The desire to question existing methods and explore new possibilities. Critical thinking is also vital, as it allows you to analyze problems from multiple angles. Resilience is another key quality, as innovation often involves trial and error. You need to be able to bounce back from failures and learn from them. Adaptability is also crucial in our rapidly changing world. Lastly, I'd say collaborative skills are important because groundbreaking innovations often result from combining diverse perspectives and expertise. Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to innovation. Here's a sample dialogue. Examiner, how do you think schools can encourage innovation among students? Sample answer, Band 7-8. I believe schools can foster innovation by creating an environment that encourages creativity and critical thinking. This could involve project-based learning, where students are given real-world problems to solve. Schools could also organize innovation competitions or hackathons to stimulate creative thinking. Additionally, exposing students to diverse subjects and perspectives can help them make unique connections and come up with innovative ideas. Sample answer, Band 8. Schools can play a pivotal role in nurturing innovation among students through various strategies. Firstly, they should prioritize a curriculum that emphasizes problem-solving skills and creative thinking over rote memorization. This could involve interdisciplinary projects that encourage students to apply knowledge from multiple subjects to solve complex, real-world problems. Secondly, schools should create safe spaces for experimentation and failure. Innovation often involves trial and error, so it's crucial to teach students that failure is a stepping stone to success, not something to be feared. This could be achieved through design thinking workshops or innovation labs where students can prototype and test their ideas without the pressure of grades. Furthermore, schools should foster collaboration between students of different ages, backgrounds, and skill sets. Diversity is a key driver of innovation, and exposing students to varied perspectives can spark novel ideas. This could be implemented through mentor programs, cross-grade projects, or partnerships with local businesses and organizations. Lastly, schools should leverage technology to expose students to cutting-edge ideas and tools. This could involve virtual reality experiences, coding classes, or partnerships with tech companies to provide students with hands-on experience with emerging technologies. By embracing these strategies, schools can create an ecosystem that not only encourages innovation, but also equips students with the skills they need to be innovators in their future careers. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To think outside the box, idiom. To think creatively or unconventionally. Example, solving this problem requires us to think outside the box. To push boundaries, phrase. To extend the limits of what is possible or acceptable. Example, our team is always pushing boundaries in software development. Groundbreaking, adjective, innovative, pioneering. Example, her research led to groundbreaking discoveries in cancer treatment. To revolutionize, verb, to change something radically or fundamentally. Example, the internet has revolutionized the way we communicate. Cutting edge, adjective, at the forefront of progress, very advanced. Example, our lab uses cutting-edge technology for genetic analysis. To spearhead, verb, to lead or initiate an attack or movement. Example, she spearheaded the company's expansion into Asian markets. Paradigm shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the move to remote work represents a paradigm shift in how businesses operate. Examiner's advice, to score high in the IELTS speaking test when discussing innovative ideas. Use specific examples to illustrate your points. Demonstrate your ability to think critically about innovation and its impacts. Use a range of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Show your ability to discuss both concrete experiences and abstract concepts related to innovation. Practice explaining your ideas clearly and coherently within the given time limits. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about having good ideas, but also about communicating them effectively and fluently. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our guide on how to reduce plastic use, which provides excellent practice for discussing innovative environmental solutions.